And taking a look now at sports here this morning on KJAN, starting off with NCAA tournament action and the second day of second round games, or what they are called, second round games, really more like the first round of action. And we had another round of 16 games on the schedule yesterday, and one of those included the Iowa State Cyclones, as they got a big performance from a guy who they're going to now sorely miss. George Niang scored 24 points to lead third-seeded Iowa State as the Cyclones pulled away from number 14 North Carolina Central in the second half for a 93-75 win on Friday night in the East Region. That was the most points scored by any team in their opening game. The Big 12 tournament champions found themselves in an early struggle with the program making its first NCAA tournament appearance in just its third year as a full-time D1 program, but the Cyclones' quickness and balance eventually took over. Iowa State had five players score in double figures and shot red hot for the contest. Niang's 2 3-pointers early in the second half keyed Iowa State's run that put the game away. Jeremy Ingram scored 28 for North Carolina Central, which came in on a 20-game win streak and won the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. As I mentioned, the win comes with a little bit of loss as well, as after the game it was reported George Niang, who left the game late with what appeared to be a foot injury or an ankle injury, turned out to be a break in his foot in the fifth metatarsal, and trainers are saying his season is done. He will not be able to play the rest of the NCAA tournament for the Cyclones, so a big loss there from the big man who does a lot for the Cyclones on the offensive end of the floor with his passing and scoring, but he'll be out. Other players will have to step up as they move on to play North Carolina on Sunday. That game will be a 4:15 tip time, and that will be televised on CBS. In other NCAA tournament action, the shocker of the day was Duke being one and done in the NCAA tournament. 14th-seeded Mercer trailed by 5 with 4:52 left before embarking on a 20-5 run to earn a 78-71 win over Duke. Jacob Gollin had 20 points and Daniel Corsi 17 to help the Bears overcome the Blue Devils' season-high 15 three-pointers. Duke has lost its opening game of the tournament twice in the last 3 years. The Blue Devils fell back in 2012 as a 2-seed to 15th-seeded Lehigh in the second round of the tournament. Next up for Mercer is number 11 Tennessee after Jarnell Stokes scored a career-high 26 points and grabbed 14 rebounds to lead the Vols to an 86-67 rout of Massachusetts. Jordan McRae added 21 points and helped the Volunteers shoot 54% from the field. And Mercer and Tennessee weren't the only double-digit seeds to win on Friday. Desmond Heyman scored an improbable 4-point play with 3.6 seconds in regulation and hit a big 3-pointer in overtime to lead number 12 seed Stephen F. Austin to a 77-75 win over 5th-seeded VCU. Jacob Parker scored 22 points and Heyman had 17 as the Lumberjacks became the third number 12 seed to advance to the third round. In other action, top-seed Arizona got 18 points from Nick Johnson in a 68-59 win over Weber State in West Regional play. Arizona's next opponent is number 8 Gonzaga, as they got 26 points from Kevin Pangos in an 85-77 win over Oklahoma State. Third-seeded Creighton will take on number 6 Baylor in the third round of the NCAA tournament Sunday. Doug McDermott scored 30 points, and third-seeded Creighton got three huge three-pointers in the second half from Ethan Rogge to beat number 14 Louisiana Lafayette 76-66. Corey Jefferson scored 16 points, and Baylor kept 11th-seeded Nebraska winless in its NCAA tournament history with a 74-60 victory over the Huskers. As Isaiah Austin scored 13 points, Brady Heslip added 12 points for the Bears, who made 38 of 48 free throws compared to 10 of 16 for the Cornhuskers. Andrew Wiggins scored 19 points, and Jamari Traylor finished with a 17 points and 14 rebounds to lead number 2 Kansas to an 80-69 triumph against Eastern Kentucky. Chasen Randall scored 23 points, and Stanford earned a third-round meeting with Kansas by building an early 16-point lead before holding off New Mexico 58-53. James Michael McAdoo sank 2 free throws in the final 3.5 seconds to lift 6th-seeded North Carolina over Providence 79-66. And as we mentioned, they'll move on to face Iowa State now coming up on Sunday. Michael Dixon Jr. scored 19 points and hit 4 free throws in the final 10 seconds to help Memphis top George Washington 71-66. Anthony Gill scored 17 points for the Virginia Cavaliers as they trailed by as many as 10 in the first half before topping Coastal Carolina 70-59 to become Memphis's next opponent. The game was tied until the Cavaliers put together a 23-7 run in the second half. Klanthony Early had 23 points as top seed Wichita State cruised over Cal Poly 64-37. The Shockers are 35-0, surpassing the NCAA's previous best start set by UNLV in 1991. Next up for Wichita State is number 8 Kentucky after Julius Randle delivered 19 points and 15 boards in a 56-49 win over Kansas State. And also all the upsets in the second day of action, well, everybody's chance at that billion-dollar bracket in the Yahoo Sports Quicken Loans Challenge backed by Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway. Well, there's none left. After 2 days of the tournament, their last three brackets were eliminated when Memphis beat George Washington yesterday. Also in college basketball news, Buzz Williams has left Marquette to become head coach at Virginia Tech. Williams was 139-69 with 5 NCAA tournament appearances in 6 seasons at Marquette. In NFL news, the Raiders have acquired Matt Schaub from the Houston Texans for an undisclosed draft pick, giving the quarterback a second chance after he lost his starting job with the Texans last year. The New York Jets have signed quarterback Michael Vick and released Mark Sanchez. Vick was a free agent after spending the last 5 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles, and Sanchez was the Jets' starting quarterback for 4 seasons before missing all of last season with a right shoulder injury. Also in NFL news, the Chiefs have signed cornerback Chris Owens, who will likely take over the nickel position and provide depth behind starters Sean Smith and Brandon Flowers. Kansas City waived defensive lineman Brandon Moore on Friday to make room for Owens, who spent last season with Miami and Cleveland after 4 seasons with the Falcons. The 5'9" Owens doesn't fit the mold of big physical cornerbacks preferred by Chiefs general manager Don Dorsey and coach Andy Reid, but he does have the kind of speed and toughness that helps may make up for his size. The Chiefs were desperate for depth in the defensive backfield after they let free agent Kendrick Lewis go in free agency and parted ways with veteran Dante Robinson. In women's college basketball, the Iowa State women hope the home court will be an advantage this afternoon when they open the NCAA tournament against Florida State.
If we're fortunate enough to be in the game, in a close game, that might help a little bit. But at the end of the day, I love our fans, but they don't shoot, and they don't rebound, and they don't guard.
That's ISU coach Bill Finley. He says the keys for the Cyclones are the same as they've been all season long.
We have to keep Hallie Christopherson in the game. She gets in foul trouble. She's a lot better player than she is assistant coach. And you know, she's sitting on the bench. That's not good for us. And we've got to shoot the ball, especially if they continue to play a lot of zone. We're going to have to make some threes. Those are things that we've had to do all year. When we do it, we're decent. And when we don't, we're going to struggle.
The Cyclones are the 7th seed in the Stanford Regional and will need to offset 10th-seeded Florida State's size advantage.
When you play a great player like Natasha Howard, you're not going to stop her from scoring, but you limit the easy stuff, and hopefully, you know, we do the things that you need to do to slow her down a little bit. But I think we've had a couple good days of practice, and our kids are excited about the challenge.
Junior guard Bryn Williamson says overcoming a size disadvantage is nothing new.
We've been playing, you know, undersized the whole season, and we've gotten quality wins playing like that. So I think for us, we'll just be doing what we've done, what's worked for us, and using, you know, our quickness that our point guards have, and the, you know, size of Hallie, the rebounding that Shauna gives us on offensive and defensive end to win the game.
Second-seeded Stanford plays South Dakota in the other first-round game today in Ames at Hilton Coliseum. The Iowa women will get their first-round game underway on Sunday evening. We'll have that one for you here on KJN as they take on Marist in their opening game. That'll be at 6:45 with the pregame Sunday evening. In golf, Adam Scott matched the lowest 36-hole score at the Arnold Palmer Invitational to take a record 7-shot lead into the weekend. The Masters champion ran off 5 birdies in an 8-hole stretch late in the second round on the way to a 4-under 68. That puts him at 14-under on 130, tying the 2-round record at Bay Hill shared by Tom Watson and Andy Bean in 1981. J.B. Holmes, Chesson Hadley, and Francesco Molinari share second. Fred Couples shot a 666 to take a 2-shot lead after the first round of the Mississippi Golf Resort Classic on the Champions Tour. Jeff Maggart shot a 68 in his Champions Tour debut, joining Kenny Perry, David Frost, Jay Haas, and last year's tournament champion Michael Allen in second place. And Matt Kenseth has won the pole for Sunday's Sprint Cup race in Fontana, California, edging Brad Keselowski. Kenseth turned a lap at 187.315 miles per hour for his first pole of the season and 12th of his NASCAR career. That's a look at the latest sports for you here this morning here on KJN Sports This Hour, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.